these discussions and talks about going further on the path are presented to help you get a little bit better sense and feeling of the steps that are needed to be taken, and some assistance for you to determine whether you wish to go that route or not. There's always the question, in addition to whether one wishes to proceed along the path to realization, enlightenment, which, by the way, is something that one will grow to normally and naturally, whether they seek the guidance and assistance through another being, through another person, or if they want to try to reach this goal on their own. In addition, there is much to be considered in the preliminary stages of what a person truly desires. So, after doing the preliminary or initial preliminary examination, self-examination of what you want, there's also a determination of what you're willing to give to reach that point. And there are many various different approaches to spiritual realization, to spiritual experience, and there are many different levels that one can go through and to reach. All of this at one point or another, in one series of stages, involves not so much learning new things, but rather unlearning what's keeping one from living the natural life. Indeed, the experience is there and one exists, and it's a matter of dropping away all those veils that keep that hidden in front of one's eyes. But it all exists naturally and normally. So, if one were to say, well, if it exists naturally and normally, then why can't I just experience it? And the answer to that is you can, but you have to be in the correct condition and have the tools to perceive, have the eyes to perceive, the ears to hear, eyes to see, and the knowing that follows and comes through this. You have to be able to perceive in finer manners. But almost every person has that sense, and they've touched on it at different times in their life, from the intuition or guidance that has come about unknowingly, the inspiration of a breath, walking in the woods, that union of self with the greater, looking in the outdoors, feeling as one's part of nature. All this exists, and all this is reminds a person as to what one truly is and what one is a part of. But to reach this consciously and consistently is not so easy. In addition, one would say, what is needed to go through all these steps and stages? How do I progress? And so in this case, it's much like a doctor trying to diagnose themselves or a patient trying to diagnose themselves without the skills of the doctor. What is the condition of the individual? What is it that will take the next step toward greater health? If you don't know all the basics of it and can't assess where you are, it's very difficult to tell where you should take that next step. But is there a way through it? Yes, there is. And the way through it is pointing toward that one being, that unity, that ideal that exists, and one points to that through heart and breath, through a consistency of consciousness, a single-mindedness of love, through love that points one into the greater, that gives of oneself. There's no thinking of oneself, which is that selfish identification in love and through love. Now, the difficulty is that one loses oneself to find oneself. if one, and another statement being, if one were to know oneself, one would know God, or know the ideal, the beloved. For you are one with this ideal and beloved. As Jesus said, and has been quoted, all you need is love, and the path is laid out in front of you in the answer of love your ideal, that which one calls God, the highest, with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul and all your might. Now this points you toward the condition that one would need to be in to move along the path toward realization. And then one lets go of oneself in the course of this to become that which it is. And there are lots of stories which point to that as an example, one in which the beloved, the seeker, is as one who's in love with somebody else and knocks on the door and says, let me in. And the answer from the other side is, who's there? And he says, well, it's you, your seeker, your beloved. And the response comes, go away. And this continues on year after year until finally the person that asks and knocks on the door is asked again, who's there? He says, it's you. And at that point, the door opens and says, enter. Well, this is, again, part of the condition that one has to reach. And this is where it's helpful to have the assistance of another. Is it necessary? It is absolutely necessary. I hear the question many times, whether it's needed, must be to have a guide, a sister, a teacher, so to speak. The answer is, no, it's not absolutely necessary. And it's not impossible to travel that path, but it's much more difficult in that one has to find their way without knowing what the goal is and how to get there. One person described the path for the individual sets upon it as shooting at a target with a bow and arrow and not knowing where the target is and what the target is and where it is. In addition, I might add, not knowing how to use a bow and arrow and perhaps not even being aware of what a bow and arrow are, nor having the muscles to use them correctly to shoot at this elusive or unknown target. This is more akin to the position of the person who is seeking that level of realization and becoming again, even though in their heart and feeling they know that something exists there. They're not sure of what it is and how to get there. But a person can place themselves upon the path to realization by simply the yearning of it, the single-minded desire, the openness and the receptivity, and giving themselves toward that, loving the ideal with all the heart and all the mind and all the self and all the soul that one can. Now, is this impossible to achieve? No, it can be done. But as I say, it's very difficult and it's fraught with pitfalls, and there are many aspects which are unknown and can unbalance an individual, in which they can go off the deep end, they can lose their way. So you have to decide in the course of this self-examination and looking at things, whether you really wish to have guidance of another or not, and what you're willing to give along the way. Now, I speak give along the way. It's as if you must be willing to focus everything and all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your might, all your attention, all your desire on the losing of yourself and separateness, and going toward, through love, carried on that breath, that divine breath, without anything that sets it apart, toward that one ideal until you become it. And you open up the door and the way for all your life to possibly change in the course of this. Now, is it going to necessarily have to change? No. There are traditions such as Zen. Within some of the Zen tradition, its work is considered to be the everyday life, to learn everyday life through as the path, as part of the path. But even within this, there are times when a person leaves the world and goes into a retreat or a sesshin or goes into a convent or a separate setting, so that they can live within the framework of this harmony and catch it more. Is it absolutely needed? No, it isn't absolutely needed, but again, it's more difficult if you stay away from this. So there are lots of different approaches, and you have to discern which are the correct one for you, because you can't ride two horses at the same time. They'll go in two different directions at two different speeds, and this is trying to follow more than one path at the same time. The assistance of a guide who truly knows what he or she is doing by way of their own experience and position is invaluable. Again, it is not absolutely necessary, but it's fording that stream and crossing that mountain and climbing that height and sailing the sea without any assistance and not knowing how to get to where you're going if you don't have that. And then there's that determination that's got to be made also, whether you're going to seek that guidance of another. And if you're seeking the guidance of another, then it's the condition of whether you're able to learn and whether you are able to be guided. There's the well-known story in the Zen tradition of the philosopher, the college professor who shows up at a Zen master's place and says, teach me, I'm here to learn. And he's gone through some of these preliminaries and decided that he can learn and he's willing to put out the effort. What effort we'll discuss later, but we'll discuss more later. However, he gets to sit down at the table and the Zen master has in front of him the cups and the tea and continues to pour and pour and pour and pour and the cup overflows. And the professor there says, what are you doing? He says, well, you're like the teacup. He says, there's no more room in it. It's overflowing. He says, you say you want to learn, but you're so full you have to empty out to make room. And it's this willingness to empty out that one has to gain, to place themselves within that position. And whether it is through another individual, which is the face of the one, the face of the divine, or through the universe itself, one has to learn that position. And this is a case of where the individual relationship opens the door for that interaction in a very definite and very concrete manner, and so there can be that tuning. Now, to what extent does one give oneself? And put oneself toward the path and realization. I've mentioned the statement of love, Lord your God, with all your heart and all your mind, and so forth. Yes, this is true. And that love itself will be the great guide that opens the door for life to lead. And this also is true. The single-mindedness and focus is like the highest level of the athlete. Right now, the Olympics are going on, and if you listen to the stories that many of the highest-level athletes tell, and this is true in almost all professions, it's that they've given up all sorts of other activities in their life in order to focus strictly on the goal that they seek. And you have to be willing to do that, to open the door for whatever may come, even though it may not change your life. I've had people come to me and say, well, I must know the truth. I must know what is real. I must live this. But I have this condition in my life, and I have this kind of a job, and so everything's got to fit in exactly the way I've got it, and I can't be disturbed. My life can't be bothered, can't get upset, and I've got to continue on with everything that I want, and I don't, I've got certain goals, and I've got to reach these and meet them, and I have other aspirations. Well, it's not that the person can't reach these, but he or she has placed them in front of him as being the primary things, rather than the secondary and as the effect. So it is that willingness to give up oneself and open the door for whatever may take place, yet recognizing that we do live in the world and we, for the proper guidance, have to find that stepping stone of consistency that will allow for this transition from one living to another. Now, is it different? Is it necessary that you give up your old life and your profession? No, it is not. It's only that you must open the door for the possibility that as you gain the stages and steps and grow further and further and to know yourself, that you also recognize that your work within this world may cause you to have additional desires or have desires which stem from the real to fulfill the life of the soul entering in incarnation into this sphere, and that it may lead to the possibility of what outwardly may call look like an upheaval in your life if you do not wish to experience this or have the possibility of a change of perspective and desires. But you must hold on to what you have now and what you're doing, then you're not well suited to go on beyond a certain point. Again, these are considerations that one must make. To speak of not learning, the further one goes, the less one knows. And I'm reminded of a story, I think it was by Renoir, who's just a few years before he's dying, he's maybe 80 years old, in his late 70s, and in pain physically, he's done all sorts of masterpieces. He says, I'm just now beginning to learn how to paint. And this is, again, the attitude that one takes in every single breath, in every single approach. Everything becomes new again, and one doesn't hold on to what took place yesterday, nor determine that they know all. It's a giving away of oneself at every single instant, and every breath is new, and life is new again. And these are some of the considerations one has in going forward, whether they wish and seek to actually partake of this, open the door for these possibilities, and to unlearn to the point of the newness of life in front of oneself, if they're willing to put everything toward this to become what they are of the real, and then to let go of that separateness, individuality that is separate, going toward the individual being that exists of what they are. This is another phase of considerations as you go up on the path. I'll speak of more in a minute, but that'll be enough for this particular talk.